MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, June 30, 2025. The Peabody City Council has approved budgets. A city councilor in Gloucester pulls nomination papers to run for mayor. A few afternoon clouds, upper 70s. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 4:05 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, the Peabody City Council approved the school district's $99 million budget and the city's overall $207.8 million budget for fiscal 2026 on Thursday night. The city's total education spending will be just under $106 million when adding in Peabody's Essex Tech assessment, which the council also approved. The vote passed 8-3. Councilors John Turco, Ann Manning Martin, and Stephanie Peach voted against both the school budget and the overall municipal budget. The school budget approval came 3 days after the school committee, at the request of the city council, reinstated some educator positions that had originally been eliminated. The change included keeping a 5th-8th grade cohort at Higgins Middle School by removing a 2nd and 4th grade teacher from the Center Elementary School and using a $150,000 offset in the district's staff turnover savings, a fund that typically covers deficits in staff costs like workman's comp and health insurance. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times, the race to be Gloucester's next mayor is heating up as Councilor-at-Large Jeff Worthley pulled nomination papers to run for the office Thursday. As of Friday, 9 potential candidates have pulled nomination papers to run for the 6 available school committee seats. Worthley plans to join the race for mayor that is already pitting incumbent Mayor Greg Verga against former City Council President Paul Lundberg. Both Verga and Lundberg have returned enough signatures to get their names on the ballot. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
In the latest edition of the Mayor's Corner, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon is on location on the boardwalk outside of the Harbormaster's office. Joining him is Paul Hogg, Newburyport's Harbormaster, who is on hand to discuss boating and swimming safety in and around the Merrimack River, specifically at the mouth of the river where no swimming is allowed.
Just here in the city of Newburyport, we have 1,500 boats, close to another 600 over in Salisbury. We have Cashman Park launch, which is the busiest, one of the busiest launches in the Commonwealth, so we've been extremely busy over there. We'll do, 200 launches in a day, and we have dock hands over there to help, as long as we have dock hands here, too, on the central waterfront. And with the nice weather, the waterfront's been really busy. We've had the boats coming in and a lot of reservations and people starting to come in into the river. So with the nice weather and the heat wave, people are out boating.
Yeah. So, again, what's unique with Newburyport? Now, I'll mention this. I didn't mention this at the beginning, but we did have two fatalities earlier this month. People who come here to visit out on Plum Island swimming where they weren't supposed to get caught up in our dangerous mouth. Like I said, we're lucky we have Paul. We're lucky we have such a great relationship with our local Coast Guard here at Merrimack Station. So those are things that we have to be really aware of. And again, we have to constantly be thinking of how we can get better information out to the public. And we've got a couple of things that we're going to institute around that.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that. So if you look right behind us, we have we have signs down there right now. It's very important because in the river, there is no swimming. Because the currents are so strong and the tides are so strong, you're not allowed to be swimming down there. You can go into your waist down at the beach, but just make sure you're not going into the water. We've, along with the fatalities, we've also had some rescues. We monitor channels 16 and 12, so just make sure you call us or call 911 if you see anybody in danger. And we immediately, I work, every day with the police, the fire, the Coast Guard, state police, environmental police, and we all work together to get the word out to make sure we can get there as quick as possible. Also, we have no lifeguards on duty signs. Because of the erosion down at the beach and not too much of a beach, we don't man it with lifeguards. So we also added a QR code on the signs that has a bunch of different languages. So you can just scan the QR codes. Those will be located down on the beach. We did add a few more signs just to make sure we're really getting the word out, because it's really important, and it can be dangerous at times because people walk out on the sandbar, and when the tide's coming in, the sandbar disappears. And with the strong tides, and you know, you walk out on the sandbar and there's a drop-off, you can get drifted off really quickly. It's important for us to, when we, you know, get the word out as soon as possible, because there's local boaters and good Samaritans. That's what happened with that case, where we were able to, you know, recover them and, you know, and get them because of the good Samaritans and us getting the word out in fast action to everybody. So it's important, like the police say, you see something, say something, reach out to us, call 911, and we'll get the ball rolling to get there as quickly as we can.
That's Newburyport Harbor Master Paul Hogg, along with Mayor Sean Reardon. And itemlive.com reports that Saugus Town Manager Scott C. Crabtree has announced that a series of pavement improvement projects within several areas of Saugus will soon be underway as an effort to ensure that the town's streets are in the best possible condition. The following streets will be undergoing milling, overlay paving, roadway reclamation, and curb replacements as part of the town's paving plan to improve roadway safety and traffic flow. They are Auburn Street, Eastern Avenue, Dudley Street, Pinehurst Street, Lewis Street, A Street, Serena Way, and Laurel Street at Avon Street. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, Nick White was the winner at this year's Greasy Pole Championship at the annual St. Peter's Fiesta yesterday in Gloucester. The win by White stopped Derek Hopkins from winning his fifth straight Greasy Pole event. In other events, the Women's Sanebone Championship went to Salty Ore, and the men's winner was ZFG for the second straight year. Beverly's Matt Cross is signed to play in the NBA Summer League for the Dallas Mavericks. Cross is 6'7" and played this past season for Southern Methodist University. Cross was not selected in the recent NBA draft. And the Red Sox dropped the final game of a three-game series with the Blue Jays yesterday at Fenway, 5-3. Sox will open a series at home tonight against the Cincinnati Reds. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.